Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Mayer. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Walter Wilson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Walter Wilson. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Bobby Wilkins. Batting second. The left fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Joe Burns. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Herb Hall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting eighth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Black. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Don Black. And now, play ball. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mayer moves to second. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine bunts towards the mound. Black fields it and throws to first for the out. Mayer moves to third. Mayo moves to second. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mayer scores. Mayo moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estilella. York reaches second base with a double. Mayo scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert catches it and steps on first to double up Kramer. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Wilkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Richard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walter Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkins fields it and throws to second for the out. two outs. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mayer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Mayer moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-0 in the game. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Mayer moves to third. Mayo moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. York takes first base on ball 4. Mayer scores. Mayo moves to third. Cullenbine moves to second. It's 4-0, Tigers. Steve Gerken now pitching. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Gerken covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Hayes reaches third base with a triple. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Outlaw. Kell reaches second base with a double. Hayes scores. It's 4-1, Tigers. Steve Gerken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-1 in the game. Richards takes first base on ball 4. Webb moves to second. Walter Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive towards first. Siebert catches it and throws to second to double up Webb. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Wilkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilkins hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosenthal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0-for-1 in the game. Estilella hits a line drive into center field. Kramer picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kramer. Rosenthal moves to third. Estilella moves to second. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball towards right. Cullenbine catches it and throws to home to double up Rosenthal. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Mayer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cullenbine hits a fly ball into right field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert takes first base on ball 4. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Siebert moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Hayes hits a pop-up towards third. Mayer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kell hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Outlaw chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards third. Mayer fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Mayer. Siebert scores. Hall goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Tigers. Steve Gerken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerken is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerken hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Wilson, and towards Webb, who fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Wilkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayer fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. York hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Gerken covering, for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Outlaw is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosenthal hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Estilella hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mayer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Siebert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burns moves to second. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burns scores. Siebert moves to second. It's Tigers, 4, Athletics, 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Richards hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walter Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkins misplays the ball. That's an error on Wilkins. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Mayer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Gerken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerken is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerken strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Wilkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mayo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estilella. Mayo reaches second base with a double. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mayo scores. It's 5-4, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert fields the ball and throws to Gerken covering. Safe. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Estilella hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Siebert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Richards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walter Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson bunts towards the mound. Gerken fields it and throws to first for the out. Richards moves to second. Two outs. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Mayer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkins misplays the ball. That's an error on Wilkins. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Kell hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Mayo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill McGee pinch hits for Steve Gerken. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Wilkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkins is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Wilkins strikes out. Richards drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Wilkins out. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rosenthal is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.